You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wonder Woman's giving me the finger, which means we're back. Do we have Lauren on? Hey, Lauren, are you out there? Lauren.
Hello.
Hey, Lauren. Hey, 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 girl.
How are you?
I'm rocking, and I got Peace, Earth, and Love Girl here, Vivian, with me, too. We're just having a great time.
Oh, how's everything going over there?
Oh, it's going great, but what's going on in Orlando? I hear there's big things cooking for child protection up there.
There is. We are at the 2014 Crimes Against Kids Conference with the Florida Network of Child Advocacy Centers. We have over 300 child advocates, law enforcement officers here learning about how to protect children. It's a conference that's wonderful every year put on by the Florida Network of Child Advocacy Center.
Oh, wow. It just sounds absolutely like totally cool. Now, what are some of the topics that you guys go over there? I mean, you go to a conference, there's breakout sessions. What are some of the things you guys talk about?
Well, this year we had a wonderful opening keynote address by Carol Marvin Miller, who wrote that Innocence Lost, you'll remember, highlighting all of some of the cracks in the system.
Ah, she's from the Miami Herald?
Yes.
I went to high school with Carol Marvin.
She is wonderful. She gave a wonderful keynote address as well. Esther Jacobo, the former interim secretary of DCF.
Cool.
We have had just an incredible conference so far. So many wonderful advocates from all over the state, child protection teams. It has been an incredible conference so far. We have one more day tomorrow, and it's just so wonderful to continue to get educated in these so important life-saving things.
Well, you know, you talk about education, and as you and I both know, 95% of these child incidents can be prevented with education. What are some of the things that people need to know?
It is so important that people know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys may become the victim of childhood sexual abuse if we don't educate our children and talk to them about how to stay safe. And all of your listeners can check out our website, laurenskids.org, to learn more. We have an interactive parent toolkit that they can go on and look at different ways to talk to their kids about staying safe, about what to do if you feel uncomfortable, safe, not quite right, to go to your trusted triangle, to use your safety stop sign. And again, as we talked a little bit about last week, if it was, as kids are getting ready to go back to school, we have parents who are working. How do we check to make sure that we're going to safe after school programs? Getting back to school is a little bit of an anxious time. How do we deal with some of that anxiety amongst kids? We have a lot of great things coming up.
You know, that's absolutely great. And, you know, I've gone to these events with Lauren, and it's amazing to see the young people that gravitate towards her. They come up before the talk, they come up during the talk, but the special kids, they come up after the talk. And when they come up to Lauren and they share some of their private moments, it really is wonderful to watch the breakthroughs that Lauren, that you're able to accomplish. You know, if somebody has a little kid, what would be one of the things that you could say to the little child that could help them be more comfortable and careful?
It's really important that kids know that it's okay to tell, no matter what. Most important thing, that if they feel scared, icky, or not quite right, that it is so important that they reach out to a grown-up buddy or somebody in their trusted triangle. And as you know, we have a very, very big and exciting thing for the foundation coming up soon. It's going to be the release of our new children's book. And so our new catchphrase is, if your heart's full of fear and you're holding back tears, you know very well that it's okay to tell. And it's called Lauren's Kingdom, and it's a follow-up from our big book, It's Okay to Tell, but appropriate for kids and how they access help. We are just so excited that's coming in the future, in the near future.
Well, listen, you got to get Claire to get me a link for when you start doing the early sales of that so we can start pumping that on the internet. And, oh, by the way, I know that Vivian and I have been doing a whole lot of stuff. What's the name of that company, Vivian, that we've been doing? There's somebody that you're in a contest to help out with the walk expenses. How do people get more info on that, Lauren?
It is Kind. And today
there it is.
The last day for people to vote for Kind. And they can find out our website and they can go on our Facebook. And today, again, is the last day. And they are going to power us, hopefully, all along the way as we are getting our 1,500 miles in. But Kind is such a great company and very much looking forward to securing another win and getting powered for the walk.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tweeted about it, then 880 retweeted it, then kind retweeted it. I thought that was great. I really appreciate all the social media clout that I'm getting by just hanging out with you, Lauren.
Well, thank you. They are really an incredible company, and looking very much forward to working with them as we move forward to getting ready for another walk, if you can believe it, Jim.
Oh, I was going to say, well, I know that the fall is coming, and then after the fall comes the winter, and when the winter starts turning to spring, Warren puts on those tennis shoes.
Just as my toenails grow back.
You're too cute.
You know.
You're too cute, Lauren. Now, listen, we know that it's against the law for somebody to ignore the fact that they believe that a child is being abused. Now, if somebody thinks a child is being abused, how can they report it? Because it's the law, not only morally, but now legally in the state of Florida.
They must call the Child Abuse Hotline, which is 1-800-96-ABUSE. And it is suspected abuse. If you suspect it, if you think it, if you're not sure, you're not quite right, it's not your job to investigate, but it is your job to report. And it is so important that you make that call so that somebody can go out and put eyes on that child to make sure that they are staying safe.
Now, we talked about smaller children. How about the bigger children? Because I've got to believe that there's middle teens and adolescents that have issues in places like the shower at the middle school or the high school where people are bringing their camera. I mean, I'm going on like crazy here.
Well, you know, any adolescent is still under the age of 18 and considered a child in the state of Florida. And so if something is not quite right, it is so important that anybody and everybody make a report.
Now, Lauren, I have a personal thing I want to share with you. You know, I drive up and down the roadways now, and I see our license plates. And it just makes me feel great. And I got to thank you and Coach and people like Larry Zinn that have helped us in the past get the word out and get Lauren's kids Love and Healing license plates. Now, people, if you're driving around on the expressway in the roads and you pass a car and the car has these little purple hearts and yellow hearts and like a happy feel, that's Lauren's license plate. Lauren, how do people get info on that?
They can go on our website and learn more. Actually, when they go to renew their license and they go to get a new license plate, they can just pick the Love and Healing license plate, which the Art Brito, world-renowned artist Romero Brito did for us. We were just so lucky to partner with him on this initiative. It has been just such an exciting thing driving down the road. I make sure that I pull over because I get so excited when I see it. We've had just so many tremendous partners. We could not possibly have done it without you and everybody that you mentioned, really, Aventura Limousine. So we just want to continue to get the word out there.
Well, listen, Lauren, we really appreciate all the things that you do for us. I want you to give one last shout out about the phone numbers and the websites that if you think that a child is endangered, then you need to reach out right now. Don't make the decision. Let the right authorities make the decision because they know how to do it. Lauren, where do they go?
They call 1-800-96-ABUSE. They can also go to the DCF website. And we would love in the last few hours of this kind campaign to please, please, please go on our Facebook and vote for the walk to make sure that we can secure this $10,000 and get our fundraising started for Walk in My Shoes 2015. And again, check out our website, laurenskids.org, for any new news, information about the foundation, where we're going, Lauren's Kingdom, and all things exciting as kids are getting ready to go back to school.
Oh, Lauren, you're the best. And we're going to have Lauren back before school starts because we're going to talk about all the different signs to look for in the classroom. Lauren Book, laurenskids.org, at Lauren's Kids. Get there on social media. Get on her Facebook. Vote for her. Protect our kids. And Lauren, just a lot of love and kisses out to you. Thank you for all the people from all the people that are never going to meet you. Thank you so much for everything you and the coach do for us.
Well, we love you, and please give my girl Vivian a hug and a kiss and tell her I love her.
I may just do more than that. We'll be right back after this short break. We're waiting on Gil Deser. He's stuck in traffic. We're going to talk super luxe condos, marketing, and maybe I'll get him to give a little diss on what goes on Bravo's $1 million Miami listing. We'll be right back after this short break. Wonder Woman, it is all yours.